It's Tyler on Fresh FM, by the way. Listen, by the way, Shekwan, I was 2 days old, by the way. I was 2 days old when I found out that Tyler is actually South African. I had no idea.
She's what?
She's South African. I had no idea. I thought this
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, I thought this was America stuff.
No!
I promise
you. Okay, not no. Yeah. I didn't know.
Right? Because the thing is, the song popped up on my feed as I was spring cleaning on Saturday.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I hear this song.
Yeah, no, really, hear this song.
So, as I'm about to go change, now, I'm like, but hold on, let me just quickly look at the video real quick. You know what I mean? Music, water. Woo-hoo.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have a look at it and I check the comments and I go to a channel and I do a bit of investigation. I'm like, hey, man. And like this one is from South Africa.
I didn't know.
Right? Also, we also checked out Dalila by Florito. Florito, he was based in the country sometime, but now he's just all around the world.
Yeah.
Just global.
Just doing international stuff.
CJ. Now, Shekwan, in terms of rugby.
Okay.
I don't know what happened there.
Yeah.
I am confused.
She's definitely South African. I'm sorry. I am sorry.
Oh, you're still doing your investigation.
She's definitely South African because the way that they're pulling up in the comments for her.
Yeah, they're rooting
for
her.
Where do you think she's from?
Brami, I thought it was America stories.
No, but I mean like in South Africa.
Oh, I don't know, bruh. Polokwane or who KZN. Penekan, Dothan, Durban. I don't know.
But she's leading the Apple Music charts. And she's actually the second South African to do so after Master KG.
Okay.
Okay, I'm moving on.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Yes. Yeah, I know. She's doing great numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Rugby World Cup. Listen, so there's a lot of surprising results, except for the Ireland versus Scotland. That we knew. Okay, there was just no way Scotland was going to beat Ireland.
No.
Yeah, no. And remember the...
But I did think that they were going to do way better.
Than the scoreline, the 36-14 scoreline.
Yeah.
England literally just survived Samoa. I actually wanted a Samoan victory. I was rooting for the underdog. Another game that I was also rooting for the underdog was actually Tonga. Romania.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a fantastic game of rugby. But then what Portugal did to Fiji.
Break this down for me because I didn't catch the game. Yeah. Hey?
Okay, so.
So 23-24.
Yes.
What happened?
I didn't watch the game.
Yeah.
I was just surprised at the result.
Because
you must understand, Portugal is a tier 2 country.
Mm-hmm.
Fiji is a tier 1 country.
Tier 1 country, yeah.
Do you understand? And Portugal, they lost terribly to Wales. They lost to Australia, and then they had that draw, that fantastic draw against Georgia, and then they come up against tournament favorites Fiji, because Fiji at some point looked incredible. Because remember, Fiji beat Australia,
true,
convincingly for that matter.
Yeah,
and Fiji had a fantastic game against Wales.
Mm.
So I mean, it looked like Fiji was gonna do something.
Yeah, absolutely.
With this tournament. I mean, they can still do something in the quarterfinals.
Yeah.
But here is Fiji losing to Portugal. I think that was fantastic for tier 2 countries.
What I think it is. No, absolutely. But what I think it is also, because I did see a podcast over the weekend.
Yeah.
Apart from the fact that the players are at this point really exhausted, right? And then you do find some coaches that are playing some teams, some players over and over again, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes teams that are very, very strong, they underestimate the underdog.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
So like, this is not going to be such a hard game.
Yeah.
So we don't have to do the most.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some teams do go in with, and I remember even as a sportswoman, that's what we did with certain teams. We're like, it's not Tigers. Okay. You know what I mean?
Why mentioning Tigers specifically?
It's relevant.
The netball team, Sago.
Yeah. Joking, my team, my best friend's actually playing for Tigers.
Oh, snap.
No shade, guys. I'm just being silly. But I know, it's just like sometimes you underestimate a team, man. And then later on in the game is when you realize, damn, they really
they
on it.
Brought it. Yeah.
And then when you want to bring it, sometimes time is not in your side.
Yeah, exactly.
Just thinking about
it. Let's quickly hear from Abudi Dero. Maybe he's going to make sense of all of this.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Thanks for the questions. I think the quarterfinals are going to be very tough. South Africa versus France, I think it's going to be a very difficult one for South Africa because playing the host nation, especially with the refereeing being controversial now in this tournament and the most yellow cards and red cards being handed out, although South Africa has the least the least amount of yellow cards or red mm-hmm. cards against them, I think they don't have any cards against them. But then again, playing against the host nation with that crowd, the refs might be influenced and the pont might be playing. I mean, you can only imagine just making a hit on the pont now with coming back
with the injury that he experienced. Yeah,
the crowd will go ballistic. And then again, and then I think Ireland, New Zealand, it's going to be an amazing game.
That's going to be a very tough one.
I think
one, yeah.
That's going to be one for the record books. The funny thing is that everybody's writing off the All Blacks, and I think that's the biggest mistake people can make, because the All Blacks have showed that they can bounce back.
Yeah,
they've showed that they are one of the best teams when it comes to quarterfinals or finals rugby. So for me, that's definitely a game to watch. And then last night, Fiji, like we all knew that they would struggle against the Minnow team, but brilliant game. Excellent for rugby, excellent for the tournament. Portugal getting that win. I think Portugal is, for me, one of the best teams, or everybody's second team for the World Cup. They've played brilliantly, and the way they've played was just excellent. But then I think I'm going for Fiji against England.
Seriously?
I think they will step up and they will cause a big upset. But yeah, thanks for the questions. Cheers, man.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Adela de la Haba, former Vavitcha great, still involved for the game of rugby in the country.
Absolutely.
He's giving Fiji a notch over England.
I am too.
But they struggled against Portugal. But Portugal also play. Portugal, they have serious team spirit also.
They do. And I think also because it was their last game.
Yeah.
And I think that they knew that it was their last game.
But also, you know, I did watch the other Portugal game and I did mention that they have very good hand speed. They move the ball very, very,
very
swiftly.
Fast, yeah.
Ireland, New Zealand. It's true. People are writing off All Blacks.
Yeah.
That's the number one playing rugby, a ranked country versus, the All Blacks.
Mm-hmm.
Historically, the best playing rugby nation in the world. France versus South Africa, holders versus hosts. Man, looking forward to it.
Let's see how this one actually paints out. But you know what, partner? I'm actually looking at some of the highlights from the game of Fiji, Portugal.
And Portugal, okay.
Portugal is slow. What happened?
What do you mean slow in what sense?
No, like they're very slow on their feet.
Are you talking about the front pack or are you talking about the back line?
Back line.
The back line was slow.
Yeah. They're really, really slow. No, I'm trying to understand how Fiji lost.
Oh, you mean Fiji?
I said Fiji and Portugal.
And you're saying Portugal was slow in the highlights that you're checking right now?
Yeah, that I'm checking right now. But yeah, I am still having my...
Okay.
I do think that Fiji is definitely going to come above Wales.
All right. 7:45 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Let's leave it at that. When we get back, we speak football. Because even on that sense, there was a lot that happened.
The African proverb reads, if you want to go far...